Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Grammar with me, Catherine.
And me, Finn. Hello.
Today's programme is about question tags, isn't it, Finn?
Yes, it is, Catherine. And a question tag, also known as a tag question, is a short yes-no question that we put at the end of a statement. Here's an example. Catherine, you live near the station, don't you?
I live very near the station, Finn. It's about 5 minutes from my house.
It's very nice.
And the question tag Finn used was, don't you? Finn thinks he knows where I live, but he wants to check. And he checks by saying a statement, then adding a short question at the end. Here's Neil with some more examples.
Mike's working from home today, isn't he? The kids haven't forgotten to do their homework, have they?
Now, forming question tags can be a little tricky. So here are some useful tips.
Yes. Tip number one. When the statement is positive, the question tag is negative. The statement, you live near the station, is positive.
So we add a negative question tag, don't you?
Exactly. Tip two. When the statement is negative, the question tag is positive. Here's a negative statement. You didn't eat all the chocolate.
With a positive question tag, did you?
Actually, Finn, talking about chocolate.
Yes.
I left some chocolate here before. You haven't seen it, have you?
Chocolate? No.
You sure?
I think you had it with your coffee, didn't you?
I'm not sure I did, actually. Anyway, moving
on. Okay.
Tip three. Question tags aren't complete questions. A question tag has just an auxiliary verb and a subject. It doesn't have a main verb. For example, question tags are you, did they,
don't you, isn't he,
and so on. Now for tip four. The auxiliary verb can be positive or negative. Here's Neil.
You're lying, aren't you?
And we have a positive auxiliary verb are in the statement.
So we make it negative, aren't, in the question tag.
And a negative auxiliary verb in the statement becomes positive in the tag. Neil.
You aren't lying, are you?
Thank you. Tip five. If there isn't an auxiliary verb in the statement, use the auxiliary verb do in the question tag. And here are some examples.
They always go by bus, don't they? You ate my chocolate, didn't you?
Don't remind me of chocolate.
I'm not guilty.
So that's auxiliary verbs in question tags. Our next question tags tip is that the subject and tense of the question tag and statement are always the same. So when I say, Finn, you didn't eat my chocolate, did you? The subject is you in the statement and the question tag.
And the tense is past simple in both.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
And we're talking about question tags.
And the mystery of my missing chocolate, Finn.
Well, now, before that, a word about speaking. Question tags are used mostly in spoken English. We don't use them much in writing. And there are two main reasons to use them in speaking.
There are. Now, the first reason is we can use question tags to get someone to confirm something that we think we already know. For example, Finn, I definitely saw you eating something earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You were eating my chocolate, weren't you?
Well...
Weren't you?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I was. Catherine, I'll get you some more. I'm sorry.
You bet.
Promise. It's not easy to resist chocolate, is it?
Clearly. Clearly not.
And if you were listening carefully, you probably noticed that Catherine's voice went down from high to low when she said the question tag.
You were eating my chocolate, weren't you? Weren't you?
And that falling intonation means that Catherine thinks that what she is saying is correct. She wants me to confirm it or just make conversation. But when someone uses rising intonation in a question tag, when the voice goes up, they're asking a real question. They want to find out if the statement is really true. Now, for example, you could say,
there isn't any meat in the soup, is there? You do serve vegetarian food, don't you? I can order a plain omelette, can't I?
And now it's quiz time. I'm going to say three statements and you have to add the question tags. Number one, it's your birthday tomorrow.
Isn't it?
Good. Number two, Kumar won't be late.
Will he?
Question three, Finn, you're going to get that chocolate now.
Aren't you? OK, Catherine, I get the hint.
Well done if you've got all those right.
There's more about this on our website at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6-Minute Grammar.
Bye.